257.
Proclaim March 15th through the 21st, 2015, to be Young Audiences Arts for Learning Week.
Commissioner Fish.
Thank you, Mayor. This morning, I'm pleased to welcome our honored guests with Carrie Clark, Young Audiences Executive Director, and his two special guests. Please come forward. 2015 is an important year for the arts. We're celebrating a number of milestones, including Portlandia's 30th birthday, the 35th anniversary of our Percent for Art program, the 10th anniversary of Work for Art, and thanks to the generosity of Portland voters, this year, approximately 70 teachers will be in schools spread out over six school districts teaching the arts to over 30,000 children. That's quite a year. And today we get to take some time and recognize one of our great local arts organizations, Young Audiences of Oregon and Southwest Washington. Before I introduce Carrie, who's no stranger to this building, I'm pleased to read the following proclamation that the mayor is issuing today. Whereas Young Audiences of Oregon and Southwest Washington has been inspiring the young people of Portland and expanding their learning through the arts since 1958, by the way, was a pretty good year. And whereas the city of Portland recognizes the critical role that the arts plays in the development of young people by fostering creative thinking, grit, collaboration, and the 21st century skills they need to succeed in school, work, and life. And whereas Young Audiences of Oregon and Southwest Washington is the region's largest and most dynamic arts in education nonprofit organization, serving nearly 80,000 young people in over 200 schools annually. And whereas Young Audiences leverages the considerable artistic resources of Portland to benefit children, in partnership with educators through innovative programs such as Arts for Learning, the Run for the Arts, the Right Brain Initiative, and the new Live SET, which stands for Sound Engineering for Teens. And whereas the nationwide network of 30 Young Audience affiliates is rallying together for National Young Audiences Arts for Learning Week to raise awareness for art and education initiatives in the schools and community venues. And whereas the City of Portland stands proudly with other cities, counties, and states throughout the country to celebrate the vision of, quote, all the arts for all the kids, end quote, to consider how far we have yet to go to achieve that goal, and to thank Young Audiences for its leadership in making real progress towards it. Now, therefore, I, Charlie Hales, Mayor of the City of Portland, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim March 15th through the 21st, 2015, as Young Audiences Arts for Learning Week in Portland, and encourage all residents to observe this week. Let's give them a round of applause. Carrie, congratulations, and take it away.
Thanks so much for the proclamation and for making the time to have us in this morning in the midst of all the important work that you have going on, both to mark a milestone for Young Audiences and to celebrate the work that our community is doing to ensure that the arts are part of all kids' education and life. Joining me today are Judy Rompa, the president of our board of directors, and Audrey Kuo, our development director. We're honored to be here to commemorate Young Audiences Arts for Learning Week with you, as is happening in many communities across the country. But before we get to that, we wanted to share just a little bit of information about how we at Young Audiences of Oregon and Southwest Washington are doing our best to serve this community about which we all care so much. Young Audiences has been bringing the creative resources of our community into collaboration with classroom teachers for the benefit of kids since 1958. We are the largest and most comprehensive arts education nonprofit in the region, serving, as you said, nearly 80,000 children annually in nearly 200 schools in partnership with over 100 teaching artists and arts ensembles. That service takes many different shapes, and I'm pleased that you've actually seen one example recently here in Council Chambers. Just the other week, during the Regional Arts and Culture Council's State of the Arts presentation, Young Audiences teaching artist Aaron Nigel Smith led a classroom of fourth graders from King Elementary in a civil rights resistance song, which they'd learned as part of their exploration of civil rights issues in their class. This was a part of a Right Brain Initiative residency, a program that we at Young Audiences couldn't be prouder to be a partner on. Now, across Portland and beyond, young audiences teaching artists are working with students and teachers in countless different art forms, from theater to music, animation to textiles, and beyond, all to explore all manner of curricular and cultural questions. You can see that service taking place in the shape of residencies, workshops, and performances in classrooms throughout the city. But some of Young Audience's most important work takes place behind the scenes through our professional development offerings for classroom teachers and teaching artists. We're proud to be the go-to resource for quality teaching artist training in this community. Now, at this point, I'd like to turn the mic over to Audrey to share with you about a new signature program that we're launching and an exciting milestone that we've just crossed.
Thank you, Carrie, and good morning, Mayor and Commissioners. My name is Audrey Cohn, and I'm the Development Director for Young Audiences. We're very excited to be launching a new program next month called Live Set, which is a live sound engineering training course we're producing at Mississippi Studios in North Portland. Live Set will offer 10 underserved Portland high schoolers from North and Northeast Portland this spring an opportunity to get real-world, hands-on experience in the art and science of live sound engineering, giving them an employable skill and connections with the professional community and a cohort of peers. We're excited that this program will be free for students, and we invite you to join us on May 3rd at Mississippi Studios for a concert that the Live Set students will engineer to showcase what they've learned. And I'm also delighted to be able to make an announcement here for the first time anywhere. Many Portlanders are familiar with Young Audiences program, Run for the Arts, which has been helping students raise money for their schools for their arts programming for 37 years. Just this year, we have hit a critical milestone, and the Run for the Arts has now raised more than $15 million for the arts over its history. And it just happens to be great timing that that's happening in 2015. So hopefully we'll raise another million in 2016. We'll come back and announce the $16 million mark. But that $15 million is helping schools engage students through the arts, which has been proven in study after study to improve academic performance, literacy, grit, graduation rates, and just about every other positive outcome you can name, especially for English language learner students and those coming from low-income backgrounds. Young Audiences is very proud to be a part of that. And with that, I'll yield the floor to Young Audiences Board President Judy Rompa.
Thanks, Audrey. Good morning, Mayor and Commissioners. Young Audiences of Oregon in Southwest Washington is part of a national network of Young Audiences affiliates who are uniting together across the country to draw attention to the importance and power of arts education next week. By proclaiming March 15th through the 21st, Young Audiences Arts for Learning Week, you're helping Portland declare its support for arts education and the role of creativity and joy in the lives of all children. As the board president of Young Audiences, a parent, violinist, teacher, and lifelong Portlander, I want to thank you for your steadfast support of the arts and arts education. The work of our organization simply wouldn't be possible without the critical grant funding we receive from the Regional Arts and Cultural Council, the Arts Education Access Fund, and Work for Art. Your support is truly making a difference in changing young lives, opening up worlds of possibility. Please know your support is vital and that we appreciate it tremendously.
Now, it's one thing we realized to hear thank you from us, so we wanted to try and bring you one step closer to the thank yous that we represent and that really matter, those of Portland students. And to that end, we've brought each of you an individual thank you note from students from Woodstock Elementary School that they wrote to Young Audiences Teaching Artist Ensemble, Dragon Art Studio, who visited their school recently to share the art of Chinese puppetry with them. And I think that you'll agree that these illustrated thank you notes are pretty darn special, and we'll bring those to you in a moment. We're also extending an invitation to each of you to the Night on the Town with Young Audiences Gala that we have coming up this Saturday, March 14th, at Pure Space in Northwest Portland. We'll be celebrating 56 years of inspiring children and expanding their learning through the arts in Oregon and Southwest Washington, and we'd love for you to be a part of that. So thank you once again for having us and for all that you do to help service organizations like ours ensure that creativity is a part of every child's life.
Thank you.
You know, Mayor, I have the honor of representing the city Saturday night at the gala, and I'll read the proclamation that you have issued. But I just want to take a moment to reflect on a number of events that we've celebrated over the last 2 weeks. And this was not intentional, but it's just played out this way. And it began with the State of the Arts presentation, where, as you noted, there were the young people from an elementary school who sang, and there was also a young woman who won the Poetry Slam contest. And we were very inspired by that. Fast forward, Portland Public Schools hosted a showcase at the Newmark Theater where artists from all throughout the school district came and performed, and the visual arts were displayed throughout the theater. and they're now downstairs. We have paintings and sculpture and representative work. And then Friday night, Josh Alpert and I were at the Schnitz for a concert of the Metropolitan Youth Symphony, which is a world-renowned youth symphony. But what was truly amazing about that night is they were joined by artists and musicians from Beaumont Middle School, Grant High School, and Wilson, who all participated with them both as musicians and choirs celebrating the arts. Every one of those events highlights something very important, which is the importance of investing in young people at an early age through the arts. And when we got our report a number of months ago on the Right Brain Initiative, the council was flabbergasted by the data, because it turns out that young people were performing well in all kinds of areas because of the arts. And so we know that's working. We know that the kinks in the arts tax have been worked out, and more money is now going into the classroom and going out as grant money. And then we have all of these nonprofit organizations that are doing amazing work. And I've had the great pleasure on two occasions of writing a check for one of my children who did Run for the Arts, and then going to every house in our neighborhood, contributing to that $15 million. Carrie, you made a big difference when you were here in this building, working with Mayor Adams and working on arts issues, and you're now continuing to make a great difference at young audiences. So on behalf of the council, I want to thank you all for your great work.
Thanks very much.
Can we get a photograph, Mayor?
Yes, please.
Can we acknowledge the rest of our young audience's supporters in the room, and would they be welcome to join us for a photograph? Great. Thank you. Coming up, gang.
Jenny is signaling my trusty smile. Okay. Very, very subtle, Jenny.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you very much.
You. Oh, thanks very much.
And, oops. Oh, great. Oh, those will be fun. Thanks very much. Yeah, I suspect Commissioner Fritz, like I was reminiscing about those of us who are veteran parents of the Portland Public School Systems of many, many Run for the Arts efforts with our kids.
And yes, I was explaining it to my staff yesterday, some of whom do not have children, and basically children run around in circles.
Yes.
And the question was, well, how's that different? And the answer is, well, the parents count how many circles they have run around, and those of us who have extremely competitive children practically drop dead at the end because they've run so hard to do so many laps.
Yep, they do. They worked hard at it. That's great. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Okay, let's move.